He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's the end of the quarter. It's the quarter end edition of the livestock of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And we are coming at you live from the shores of the Ashley River, where they're lining up a boat show. Uh-oh, I better not go out of the house today. Look at all those shiny new boats down there on the river. Well, look at the market here today. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We have got the Dow. You know, I love to start a weekend this way. The Dow's up 127 if it can hang on. It's at 25,844. The S&P is up 12.12. There's your lotto numbers for the day, 1212. S&P at 28.27. Throw in those two also in that lotto, in your lotto picks, and see what happens. NASDAQ up 46 points this morning to 7,715, 7,715. Russell 2000 small caps up 0.5%, up 6 points to 1541. Crude oil back above $60 per barrel, just like that. Boy, that didn't take long. Just in time for the summer driving season. Well, not quite, but we're headed in that direction. Gold is up $8.60 per ounce this morning to $1,303 per ounce. Silver's up 19 cents to $15.16 per ounce. The 10-year yield moving back up now. We have lost that inversion. We now have a little cushion. The 10-year is higher than the 3-month T-bill, which is currently, the 3-month T-bill currently at 2.34 and the 10-year at 2.42, so 9 basis points spread once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I watched my Padres shut out the San Francisco Giants yesterday, 2-0. We're in first place for the first time in 49 years here in San Diego. I've been a fan, I was thinking about it yesterday, 50 years. I was at the opening game when the Padres became a new franchise, and we're still waiting for that World Series flag. Well, we've got a nice start to the market here today. Let's hope it lasts. It'd be nice to end the quarter on a high note. Best quarter in 10 years. How about that, huh? After the roughest quarter in about 10 years, okay, to end 2018. And in fact, we're tacking on more gains. If it can hold, it looks like it will. The Dow was up 92 yesterday. And we're up another 120 today. The NASDAQ was up 26 yesterday. We're up another 52 today. I have 448 B-plus or better chart stocks to look at today. That'll be fun. I have 216 A-plus or better momentum stocks to look at today. That'll be really fun. Ooh, I like looking at those A-plus or better momentum stocks. From the Best Stocks Now app, which kicks out these candidates to me every day saying, looky here, looky here. We've got the 10-year again. We've got a little bit of a gap now. Once again, the yield curve, one of the yield curves is no longer inverted. We have the 3-month T-bill at 2.34 and the 10-year at 2.41, so 2.42 now, 9 basis point separation. We're no longer in negative territory. And I've said all week, that's an early warning sign, what we saw last Friday, a week ago today. the first inversion of that particular yield curve since 2006 was the last time that it initially inverted like it had last Friday. And I also said, you know, the market went up 22 months after that first warning shot across the bow. So I don't think it has much to do other than predicting a recession down the road coming. We've been 10 years without a recession, so we are obviously closer to today to the next recession than we were yesterday. Maybe 2 years out, maybe a year out, maybe 3 or 4 years out. We take it a day at a time, a week at a time, and a yield curve inversion at a time. I'm looking forward to Dallas next week. Hard 8 Barbecue. Grapevine, that is the recommendation. Somebody told me I can smell the pit, the smoke coming from their pit from my hotel room. I will open the windows if that's the case and imbibe. I will inhale if I have to on that pecan wood underneath those racks of ribs, you know. Dallas, known for some good barbecue. Global shares rally on U.S.-China trade optimism. Well, they are meeting today, and we're hearing, I heard it through the grapevine, that we're making progress, that the U.S. and China are coming closer together. If they come away with a deal, what does that tell you? It tells me that China was playing a stall waiting game, waiting to make sure that Trump would be the one sitting in the Oval Office at the end of the Mueller probe and possibly sitting in the Oval Office 3 years from now. We'll only see, only time will tell, but there definitely is a big uncertainty taking out of the world stage on who would be the leader of the U.S. should the Mueller probe have proven collusion and treason and all kinds of nasty words like that. But I think that President Xi comes at it from a little bit more of a certitude angle today than he did a week ago. And we'll see where those China trades talks go. China was up 3% overnight. 3%! I think there's a lot of optimism right now that something's going to get done. Japan was up 0.8%. India up 1.1%. Europe up about 0.5%. We did have interest rates ticking up yesterday. We're back up above 2.4 again. We're at 2.42%. And they're meeting, I believe, as we speak, over in Beijing. It was the best quarter in a decade. Well, this comes after the worst quarter in a decade. What will this coming quarter bring? Well, I think it all depends on how the earnings season goes. The companies, the publicly traded companies, close their books today on the first quarter of 2019. And in a few weeks, the whole thing starts all over again. That wondrous season known as earnings season. Wells Fargo generally kicks it off sometime. Let's see. Wells Fargo is set to report on April the 12th. Put that in your calendar. April 12th, Wells Fargo will report earnings. They lost their CEO yesterday, Sloan retiring. He came in to clean up the mess the previous CEO created with all the unauthorized account openings. Now he is done and they are searching for a new CEO. You can send your resume to wellsfargo.com. Wellsfargo.com if you'd like to take the helm at this large bank. Best quarter in a decade, the S&P 12.3% gain so far. That comes on the heels of that 20% drubbing in Q4 of 2018. Best gain in nearly a decade and the best start to the year since 1998. Wow, that's about when I was getting into this business. 20 years, 21, 22 years ago. The quarter certainly benefited from an oversold bounce. Yeah, it was an oversold bounce. Go back to Christmas Eve, and it looked about as gloomy as you could get. Now, when all was said and done in the fourth quarter of last year, the S&P went down 14%. So we really have not yet regained what we lost in the fourth quarter of 2018. But right now, it looks to me like we will eventually regain that. We'll hit that high water mark that we hit back in October of last year. And hopefully we'll continue to move forward going forward. I will be updating my numbers in this week's newsletter. And I'm going to unveil a new portfolio in this week's newsletter, mostly for the live trading subscribers. More on that during the show today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's encouraging to see that we're holding on to those gains so far through the first 1 hour of trading here in the markets. Well, pending home sales dipped in February. Okay, we got to throw in some bad news there. If you have a pending home for sale, those sales dipped in February. But listen to this. U.S. mortgage rates take biggest dip in a decade. Hello. So if you're out there looking for a home in the home market right now, the 30-year, get this, dropped to 4.06%. Pick up the phone now. Call your nearest mortgage broker. Refi. Or put an offer down on that dream home that you've been looking for. 4.06% on the 30-year Freddie Mac survey. 4.06%. Biggest dip in a decade. Last week they were at 4.40. And last week they were at 4.28. And now we're at 4.06. Well, giving some lift to the market, too, here this morning, besides the encouragement coming out of Beijing, China, on the trade talks, the Chicago PMI dips more than expected. That's a bad thing. 58.7 versus 60.3. But we got another, just as I was going on there, we got another economic report that was better than expected, and that's helping the market hold on to its gains so far here this morning. Crude oil is back above $60 per barrel. In fact, crude has had its best quarter in over 10 years. Boy, we're getting a lot of best here. Of course, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Crude oil resumes its climb, putting U.S. West Texas Intermediate on track to gain 33% for Q1. Oh, man, I'll bet folks are in a good mood there in Texas when I head down there next week. Oil prices, West Texas Intermediate crude on track to gain 33% for Q1. In its biggest quarterly rise since 2009. Well, this has got President Trump on Twitter. He says, in case anybody hasn't noticed, the price of oil this year has quietly climbed from less than $50 per barrel to just over $60 a few days ago. He says, wait a minute, OPEC, increase your flow. World markets are fragile. Thank you. That coming from President Trump via Twitter. He wants OPEC to open up the spigot a little more, let some more oil out, and drive those prices down after the big run-up here in the first quarter of this year. Well, they're starting to zero in on what caused the Ethiopia crash of the Boeing 737 MAX. They have reached a preliminary conclusion that a suspect flight control feature automatically activated before the plane nosedived into the ground. I think that's the smoking gun right there, which is exactly what happened, it sounds like, in the Lion Air Indonesia crash. The consensus was relayed during a high-level briefing at the FAA and is the strongest indication yet that the same automated system called MCAS also misfired on a Lion Air flight, which crashed less than 5 months earlier. In the meantime, Boeing stock is up again today. In fact, it looks quite buoyant. It's up 1.3%, and of course, it is a big component in the Dow. Now, I have never sold my Boeing stock throughout all of this, and I don't plan on selling my Boeing stock throughout all of this unless there is something greater that comes to light. But Boeing hit a high of 446 back in late February before the two crashes. And now it's at 380, so it's down 66 points from its all-time high. And who knows, maybe it gets back to there eventually and on to new highs, which I think it will, up $5 per share today as they continue to zero in on what caused it. Have you taken a ride in Lyft lately? Well, Lyft stock has not opened yet, but they priced their IPO last night after the close at $72 per share. There's a lot of demand for Lyft on the secondary market. I know some folks that bought it as a private company, bought some shares when it was still a private company, and they're going to do just fine, thank you. The ride hail company will have a fully diluted market valuation of $24 billion when all is said and done. And they have about a 35% share of the ride sharing market. Uber, obviously, the elephant in the room. And of course, Uber will be going public also here very soon. Lyft has yet to make any money. In fact, I heard a stat this morning that definitely caught my attention. Every ride that Lyft does loses $1.47 on average. That's the average loss. Now multiply that by the amount of rides that they did over the last 12 months, $1.47 times all those rides, that's quite a bit of money that Lyft continues to lose. Now, somebody said that they reduce the cost of their rides as they go head-to-head with Uber so that they could go public with a bigger market share. They increase their market share by lowering the cost of the rides, and now Lyft going public today. There's a big crowd around the post there at the New York Stock Exchange. LYFT is the symbol. Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan retires. Well, how did he do over the last 3 years? Wells Fargo has delivered 3% return per year. 3% return per year. The market 11.1. Over the last 5 years, Wells Fargo, WFC. WFC Wells Fargo, which is a $220 billion company. Over the last 5 years, what have they returned to shareholders? 2.9%. That includes the dividend yield. The market has delivered 7.3%. WFC ranked 1,981 out of 5,082 in my Best Stocks Now app. No thanks. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
and welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as we end a quarter today. The first quarter of 2019 will close today. So if you've got any sales to register, any expenses to ring up, this is the warning. You've got just a little bit of time left if you're a publicly traded company. Will you beat your earnings estimates? Will you exceed your sales estimates? Or will you fall sadly short? Well, we saw a good example of Lululemon here this past week that clobbered their earnings estimates. That stock was one of the biggest winners in the market yesterday. It's getting some upgrades today. I had Five Below yesterday also beat their earnings estimates. It had a very good day. And today you're seeing Restoration Hardware, which I do not own. You can see the results of reporting estimates or actual results that didn't live up to estimates. Restoration Hardware is down 18.4%. Well, as we begin a new quarter on Monday, I'm adding one more portfolio. Like, I don't have enough to do, but I just thought, you know, there's a lot of really good companies. Now, I'm not offering this one as one of the portfolios that I manage here. This is kind of like, if you went baseball parlance, let's say, I consider my premier growth portfolio to be, this is the major leagues, baby. These are the best of the best. The ultra growth is probably AAA, you know, and this emerging growth portfolio that I'm introducing in this week's newsletter, AA, I mean, there's some really good stuff in there. And, you know, there's a lot of new companies that have come along that have showed up in my app. And a lot of them are smaller, like Zendesk and Wix and Verisight and Upwork and Tandem Diabetes and Upland Software and Rubicon and Iridium and Funko and Fluidyne, etc. Well, I'm not really ready to offer a portfolio. This is more of the, you know, up-and-coming, emerging growth area of the market. A lot of these are small. Some are micro-caps. But at the same time, they're eye-popping. We had a kid on the Padres yesterday that started as a 20-year-old. He's the number one prospect in all of baseball. He never played in AAA, I don't believe, maybe just a few games. He's going right from AA to the major leagues. And his first time up yesterday as a major leaguer, bang, he got a hit. And his second time up, he bunted and beat it out. Fernando Tatis Jr., I remember watching his father play, Fernando Tatis Sr. Well, he's an emerging growth player. Just like Aurora Cannabis, maybe, Coupa Software, Carvana, CyberArk, Everbridge, companies like this. Names you haven't heard of yet, but they're there in the app, and they're eye-popping. So this, I think, is of particular interest to the live trading subscribers to, you know, just anytime I make a change in that portfolio, it's going to kick off today, probably with about 20 or 25 stocks in it. It's a ground floor type of opportunity there for you to take a look at these stocks in the newsletter. This will be in the client, or, you know, if you become if you're a looky-loo and you've never gotten the newsletter in the past, I give you 2 free weeks of the full Monty, the whole enchilada, including the new enchilada with chipotle sauce, the Gunderson Emerging Growth Portfolio. That's going to be fun, all right? I look forward to that. Well, we've got some companies with problems here today. Facebook always has problems. They're getting negative press all the time, but you know what? From a contrarian point of view, all of this negative press has not stopped them from growing. Look at their most recent quarter. Their sales were up 30%, okay? And they're expecting 17% growth in earnings going forward. But Facebook is in the news again. This time it's our friend at HUD, the HUD guy who ran for president. He says that Ben Carson, that's his name. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development charges Facebook with Fair Housing Act violations. You know, that's serious business. Accusing the company's targeted ads of race and color discrimination. HUD, otherwise known as HUD, you've seen the little HUD logo symbol as you drive into a new housing tract, says Facebook's housing-related ads also restricted viewers according to religion, sex, disability, and national origin. Facebook says it's been working with HUD to address the concerns. They took action to prevent ad discrimination and is surprised by HUD's decision. Well, Facebook shares right now flat on the day, but they have come up from the low. Facebook bottomed out at 123 on Christmas Eve, and it's back to 165. It's made a 33% move since its bottom back on Christmas Eve. Baird ups their price target on Alibaba, and I do like Alibaba, and I do own Alibaba. It's one of the stocks in my major league premier growth portfolio. I believe it's one of the great growth giants, large cap stocks in the world today. Alibaba having a pretty good day today. It's up 1.2%. Here's what Baird says. They're putting out a new target price. They're raising it to 195. The stock is currently at 179. All right. Well, you know what? I'll be happy if that happens here, especially if it happens in the next few weeks. I'll be really happy. Buffett had a lot to say yesterday. Number one, he continues to increase his investments in Delta Airlines. You know, I don't get that myself. The airline industry and the carriers, but you know what? Delta is growing again. I remember all those years of losses, deep losses among the air transport carriers. Well, they are profitable once again. So if you like the Buffettology method of choosing and buying stocks, Delta is a big holding at Berkshire Hathaway. And he continues, he says, the airline industry is a very competitive business. But he has been piling into airline stocks, including Delta, Southwest, American, and United Continental. Since 2016. So if you want to follow a billionaire on that one, start buying the airline stocks. Now, as far as Apple goes, which his first foray into the technology stocks, he doesn't really get their new move into this resource thing where they're going to be a resource to everybody for news, for gaming, for all kinds of things. Warren says that Apple's push into entertainment, he says there's a lot of smart people into resources. He says, if I was Apple, I wouldn't play that game myself. I'd love to see them succeed, but that's a company that can afford to make a mistake or two. And so between his breaths, he's saying, I think Apple made a mistake here, but yeah, they're big enough to make some mistakes like this. You know, here's more bad news for Apple. Sony is laying off half of their smartphone workforce. One half of their smartphone workforce. You look, you know, in the late 90s, we had the computer revolution, where we went from finally getting personal computers. And there was a time when very few homes in America had a computer. And guess what? Now just about everybody's home has several computers, including mobile devices. That industry has come pretty much full circle as far as growth goes. It's not a big growth industry anymore. And Sony proves this by laying off half of their smartphone workforce. And we also know that Apple's big warning in October, which also was a catalyst behind the big sell-off in the market in the fourth quarter of 2019, Apple, you know, pretty much said, look, we're not getting the kind of traction we used to get out of the release of a new phone. When we come back, Lululemon, Teladoc, Salesforce, Monster Beverage, Tesla, New Age Beverages. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio, the final segment for the quarter, the first quarter of 2019, which will, the market quarter will end when the bell rings today at 4 p.m. East Coast time. Deutsche ups Zendesk. You know what? I keep my eye on Zendesk, Z-E, and that may show up in my new emerging growth portfolio, which I'll be unveiling in tomorrow's newsletter, Z-E-N. They moved their target price from 88 to 94, and the stock is at 84 right now. Reeds up 4% after narrowing operating loss. You know, I keep my eye on Reeds. It's one of those beverage stocks that is planning on offering cannabis-infused beverages, so it gets a lot of press. Every time they put out a press release, the thing goes up. It's not anything I'd ever own, but I do bring it to your attention. Reeds reports earnings. That stock up 3.9% this morning. Align Technology, a company I made a lot of money in. At one time, it was an IPO. At one time, it was an emerging growth stock. At one time, it was an ultra growth stock, where I think it still resides, even though now it's pretty much a large cap stock at $22 billion. They disrupted the orthodontic industry with their proprietary system for treating malocclusion or the misalignment of teeth, braces in other words. I sold my Align. I took a big, made a big profit in it. I felt like the competition was getting too tough. They were catching up. And Align went from 400 down to 178. Wow. But it looks to me like it corrected too much on the downside. I have an interest in Align once again, and the stock continues to climb. Pretty good chart after bottoming out in early January at 178. It's up 100 points since then. In fact, it's one of the biggest winners in the NASDAQ for the first quarter of 2019. ALGN. I have no position as of now. If we look at the Best Stocks Now app, Align Technology is currently ranked number 13 overall. Lucky number 13. Listen to this. Over the last 10 years, Align, which was the brainchild of a Stanford student who had no experience in the dental industry, over the last 10 years, Align has delivered 42% per year, while the market has delivered 12% per year. Maybe you've heard the term Invisalign. That was their invention. Over the last 5 years, Align has delivered 40% per year, while the market's delivered 7%. And over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 57% per year returns. No dividend either. market 11. Obviously, no guarantees going forward. My five-year valuation, which is invaluable information to know, I think, before buying a stock. Over the next 5 years, I have a five-year target price of $4.95. No guarantees that it will get there. That's just based on mathematics. 80% or more upside potential. Stock overall ranked number 13 in my Best Stocks Now app. I currently do not have a position in it, but I have been watching it recently. BlackBerry beats by a nickel. I don't even know what BlackBerry does anymore. Does anybody know what BlackBerry does anymore? The security software, securing the enterprise of things. I'm not quite sure, but the stock is up 12.7% today. And one more CBD play, New Age Beverages, which promises to bring CBD in a beverage near you. Maybe at the Circle K, I don't know. New Age Beverages up 3.5% today as they reported. Let's see, how much money did they lose? Only 8 cents per share this time. Okay, New Age Beverages. And let's see, the last one, the last two that I want to talk about, I don't know if I talked about it yesterday. Teladoc has now entered into Canada. Teladoc is rebounding right now from a pretty sharp sell-off in the healthcare stocks. Teladoc up 3.3% today. I continue to own Teladoc. That's in my AAA ultra growth portfolio. And Lululemon, just a little bit, Oppenheimer today is calling Lulu as one of the fastest growing and healthiest brands in the consumer sector as it bumps its price target to 190. Lulu is at 166 right now. I did move my price target higher this morning on Lulu. You can look that up in my Best Stocks Now app. I have a new five-year price target for Lulu, L-U-L-U. Credit Suisse thinks Lululemon's management will be able to focus investors on the long-term growth story. It ups its price target, and J.P. Morgan ups its price target. Maybe it's time to sell, huh? Too many positive comments out there on Lulu, which has been a big winner for me here in my ultra-growth portfolio. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter. I'm putting on my newsletter face. I move into a quiet space to think, to look, to analyze, to observe, to weigh things out in my mind. And I've kept a journal all week of what I've witnessed in the market, the biggest news items that I've seen, the things that I think you need to know. Whether you have a 401k, a Roth, an IRA, you need to stay on top of what's going on in the market. I'm a fishing guide. I'm on the water every day, and I do my best to direct people to the best areas of fishing that where I think you can raise your chances of success. You may still get skunked, but I want to be in those high probability areas where the lunkers are lurking. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. You say, you know what, Bill? I don't want to do all this. I've got a job to do. Why don't I have you manage my account for me? A lot of people, hundreds and hundreds of people all across America have made that decision. You can talk to me. You got to go through my people, my handlers, though, at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. And don't forget Dallas. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.